Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Put those hands together all over this place. Yeah. We come to praise him, we come to praise him and lift him up because he's worthy to be praised.
Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everybody. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. This is our Sunday service, and you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. The song says, I will dance like David. I will pray. Come on, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me, I will pray. Come on, Holy Ghost, like David did. I will sing like David danced. Amen. We got to celebrate the victories in our lives. Amen. It's nothing like the power of God's presence. Amen. Being so present in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So sometimes you got to get to the point. Amen. Praise God. You know how we in church. Amen. Praise God. And you say, listen, I don't know how much you need God, but I need God. Hallelujah. So get out of my way and let me praise the Lord. Somebody say, move out the way. Amen. Because I'm going to give God his due praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody don't need him as much as I do. Praise God. So I know I need him. Come on, Holy Ghost. We need him, y'all. Oh, praise God. So when them ones that got their face all twisted up, you got to tell them, get out of my way. I got something to praise God for. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Excuse me. Come on, somebody. Excuse me. I got something to give God the praises for. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all can twist your face up all y'all want to, but I know my God. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let me pray. Let me pray. Hallelujah. I'm ready, y'all. Come on. I'm holding. Ghost, I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you even now, my God, for your presence, your presence, your presence, God, with us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we just ask, Lord God, that you take control, God, of this service, God, on this morning, Lord God. Somebody needs to be blessed. Somebody needs to be uplifted. Somebody need a healing. Somebody need a deliverance, Lord God. And somebody need a word, Father God, from the very throne room, Father God. So I pray, God, as a vessel unto you, Father, that you will use me for your glory this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God. Bless thy people, oh Father God, all around the world, Lord God. Everybody needs you. Everybody need a praise. Everybody needs your presence, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, for what you have already done, Lord God. Now, God, as I step aside, let the Holy Ghost take control, God. And I say thank you, Father. Thank you for all the ones that's on this line this morning, Lord God. I pray a special touch from heaven. I pray that the heavens will open up over them, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and whatever they need from you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, according to your will and your purpose, Lord God, download their blessings. Oh, my Satan, my Sia. Download your blessings upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them be able to dance just like David danced, Lord God. I thank you for our time of celebration. I thank you for our time of victory. I thank you, Lord God, that we won't have the same song, but it'll be a new song in our heart in this season. So, Father, I give you glory. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, people of God. Welcome, 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 everybody. Amen. Today, I want to go to a passage of scripture, 2 Samuel 6. Amen. I'm going to be reading verses 6 to 23. Amen. Praise God. But God, you know, dealt with me this week, praise God, about Michael, David's wife. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to go through the word. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit have his way today. Amen. The Bible says, when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzi reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzi because of his act, his irreverent act, for God struck him down Remember, we went to the scripture, but God has taken us somewhere else today. And he died there beside the ark of God, the presence of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how can the ark of the Lord ever come to me? He was not willing to take the ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Because the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Now, David was told the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he had because of the ark of God. So David went to bring up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David, listen, with rejoicing. Come on, Holy Ghost. When those who were carrying the ark of the Lord had taken 6 steps, he sampled and a fattened calf, wearing a linen ephod, like a robe. His robe is a robe. David was dancing before the Lord with all his might. For he and all Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouts and the sound of trumpets. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, the presence of God was entering in the city of David. Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from the window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought the ark of the Lord and set it in the place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. He made a place for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. That's just like you putting an offering of your finances before the Lord. Hallelujah. For all the ones that don't understand a burnt offering and the fellowship offering, there was different offerings that you brought before God. And after he had finished sacrificing the burnt offering and the fellowship offering, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord Almighty. There's so much in this thing. Then he gave a loaf of bread and a cake of date and a cake of raisin to each person in the whole crowd of the Israelites. Both men and women and all the people went to their homes. When David returned home to bless his household, his wife, Michal, that's what they say, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel, around half naked in full view of the slave girls and the servants as any vulgar fellow would." David said to Michal, "I was before the Lord, who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his household when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel. I will celebrate." Come on, Holy Ghost. "I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this," he said. "And I will be humiliated in my own eyes, he said. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor. And Michael, daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. Now, when you think about, it's a lot going on in the scripture. More gripping stuff. If we read it, Mount Carmel, people of God, however, I will leave some of it for you to look into yourselves. But a bit of background, David, remember, he was a shepherd boy. Gets into favor with the king, King Saul, the one that was taller than the rest of the folks. Firstly, Saul thought David was a great kid. Let's go some background. Killed the Philistine giant, Goliath. Smooth him by playing the harp, because Saul had a spirit on him. He had an evil spirit. Oh, come on. So David would play music to break that spirit. That's why sometimes people don't like you to praise God or put on spiritual music in the house, because it does something to them and messes with their spirit, because they don't like the sound of worship coming from the Lord's music. So David would play a soothing harp when he was depressed, when Saul was depressed and was worthy soldier that Saul put in charge of his army. That's what David was. This was all good until Saul got jealous of David's ability as a commander of his army. You know, the people sometimes get jealous when God starts. See, it's okay when God is not moving and they can't see God moving, because your blessings is not rose up yet, praise God. I call it still under the dirt until God bring it up out of the dirt, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, sometimes God hides things that people cannot see, praise God, and then when God start blessing, you don't have them around you no more, because there was always a spirit on them. It was okay, praise God, when you were struggling, when you didn't have nothing, praise God, but once God bless you, that's the spirit of Saul. Saul had a spirit of jealousy and David's ability of commander. Now, he made him the commander, but when things got left and when David started doing things and maneuvering, he got jealous. That thing that was on the inside of him came out on the outside of him and showed itself. Eventually, David became king, and Jerusalem becomes his city, the city of David. God gave him a city. There is a passage describing why in 1 Samuel 18 and 7, as they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousand, and David his 10,000. They who danced are Saul's female subjects. After this, Saul decided to allow David to marry his daughter, his youngest daughter. The price sometimes you have to pay. Come on, somebody. The price being 100 Philistine foreskins. Why? Because in the gathering, in the fighting of the Philistines, he believed David will be killed. Can you imagine somebody so jealous that they want you dead? Oh, come on. Da-da-da-ma-sia. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about today. Want you out of the picture. Yeah, glory to God. the people and marries Micah. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 18 and 8, 28 and 29 says, when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David and that Micah, Saul's daughter, Saul became still more afraid of him. And he remained his enemy, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, the rest of his days. That same man that put him up, the same man that God used to promote him. Come on, somebody. Oh, my, say, quote about Sandra. That same man that was right beside him. Come on. The same man that wanted to put his armor on David, and David said, no, this is not my armor. I got to put my own on, praise God. But wait, there's more. Saul, jealousy and fear of David continue. 1 Samuel 25 and 44, that Saul gives his daughter, who was married to David, to another man by the name of, so he ended up taking, eventually, the woman that he gave, his daughter, to another man. Then after the death of Saul, David decides he's going to get Micah back and sends one of his mates around to inquire of her. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 3, 14 and 22, like saying, through the hourglass, so where are the days of our lives? This is a dysfunctional relationship stuff to the mount. The relationship between David and his wife, Micah, is messy, really. Remember, he had a number of wives. David had a number of wives. We can't do that today, praise God. Only the Muslims do that. Seven are mentioned in two of the books. Numbers is not really clear, but this messy relationship continue to the point where in the second book of Samuel, we get the description of David taking the ark into the city of Jerusalem, his city, the city of David. Talked of how David was wearing his robe or his priestly garment that he did with all his might before the Lord. This was a dance of worship, of celebration before for the Lord. David recognizing God's power and that God was to be worshipped. Now, let me just say this, and I'm going to continue in the word, because I don't know why God is giving me this. A lot of times, we women, we will praise God till we just sit down and praise God. But when you find a man that worship God, my God, I give you the glory. That don't matter, praise God, how they worship. You know they've been through something. You know it's sometimes, praise God. Let me just say this, glory to his name. I hear you, Holy Ghost. You might go to a church, amen, a church setting, praise God. And the music is playing, everybody's worshiping. You got the women up there with their hands lifted up, praise God. But the men sometimes they sit back because they don't want to break that thing that going on, that pride thing, that know that that they need God. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. I'm not saying every man, but some men, praise God, they will not worship God, hallelujah, the way God wants them to worship, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. But I'm telling you, people of God, if you find a man that really worships the Lord, you know that they got God's presence, they got God's spirit on the inside of them. The spirit of God. That song says, when the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you will dance like David danced. I don't care if you pat your feet, raise your hand. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. And I'm praying that God will break down the walls of all the ones, amen, that will not give him the worship. There's a time, praise God, in your life when you know that your back is up against the wall. And when God brings you out, Holy Spirit. You will dance like David danced. Why? David knew, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that Obed-Edom house was being blessed. It was something about God's presence coming to the city of David. And when David seen it got to where it needs to be, he began to worship God. And while he was worshiping God, here comes the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of envy, the spirit of strife, what she had in her heart. That was a generational curse from her daddy, because she was the same way her father was. My God, I give you the glory. We got to break that spirit of jealousy. When somebody get blessed, you got to start celebrating with them, praise God. And as you celebrate with them, praise God, God will begin to bless you. My God, I give you glory. David wasn't praising God by himself, but he was distinct of what he did. Lord, this was a dance of worship, a celebration before the Lord. David recognizing God's power and that God was to be worshiped. What follows is the account of how David then got his ears chewed off by his own wife, Michal. Interestingly, there are probably a number of reasons why Michal reacted the way she did and why she slammed David as she did. The scripture, as I've already pointed out, says that she loved David. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. She was then, through Saul's actions, she had been separated from him, given to another man by her father, the king. We don't know what happened while she was married to her new husband, but we do know that he followed her crying as she was carried away. We find that, praise God, that when we connect ourselves to the right people, come on, Holy Ghost, God will advance you even greater. But when you disconnect yourself from the presence of God, you get another presence. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. See, it's a good thing to worship God and the beauty of his holiness with the right person. That's why I said from the beginning, if you don't want to praise him, move out of my way. Because if that's the case and you got your faith all twisted up, praise God, who God are you following? Or what spirit are you working with? And the ark of the Lord was taken into the city of David, had been dancing with all his might before the Lord. It appears by the count, we have that garment, that priestly ephod, may have come open and had revealed some skin. Come on. But there was certain tension between the high-born wife and, as she said, the low-born husband. Remember that she had been the king's daughter, and David was the shepherd boy before King Saul invited him into the circle. Michal slams David for being undignified. How can you do such a thing and dance like you dancing and acting like you acting in front of the slave girl? David answered is to the point out that what he was doing for the Lord. It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father, he said. See, there's a little thing in there. And when I read it, praise God, David was getting something said. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And sometimes we take down when we're in the spirit of God, and because the enemy began to talk to us. But David didn't back down. He had boldness to say, wait a minute, hold up. It was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from your household when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people Israel.
I will celebrate before the Lord, he said. I will become even more undignified than this. And I will be humble in my own eyes. David makes it quite clear to his wife that his dancing is all right. That before God, he was celebrating. Why? Because he was God's chosen king. Aren't you God's chosen people? You are God's chosen. My God, I give you glory. We are the ones that God has blessed into the kingdom, into his family. He's even pointing out that he, in his worship, will allow his own humiliation. When we look at the drama taking place, because there's a bunch of drama. Come on. You know how those dysfunctional families, praise God, fighting against one another. But they was fighting because David was dancing. Dysfunctional. We see a number of things. It's okay to dance as a form of worship. Ecclesiastes tells us there is a time to mourn. Come on. And a time to dance. I don't know about you, but I didn't have enough of my mourning season. Hey, I said I won't mourn no more. He said I won't cry these tears no more. I ain't going to cry those tears no more. Come on, somebody. I want you to come up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When things go wrong in your life, praise God, just raise your hands and tell God thank you, because whatever you're going through is going to help you to the next level. So my thing is, if we can't do nothing about it, come to praise. It's not our mourning season, people of God. It is our celebrating season. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and 4, in Micah's case, it was not wise to criticize the one doing the dancing, as the outcome was not good. It wasn't a good one. It looks like David ignored her after this time. Though we can be 100% sure that Michael, for some reason, had lost her respect for David. She went from loving him, come on, 1 Samuel 18 and 20, so much to Saul was pleased when she told him to despise David in her heart in 2 Samuel 6 and 16. The word despise is interesting. It has a symptom such as hated. I loathed him. I detested him. I hated him. She had gone off David in a major way. Somehow, I don't think her berating David was all about the dancing. That David allowed his position to be small in comparison to the position of the Lord. He took down his authority and opened up to God to allow God to come upon his heart. He was willing to be humiliated for the Lord's gain, to allow a slave girl to see his respect for his God. What I want to do today is ask, is it all about the dance? It could be. What if we look at the situation a little bit more in the life of David? First of all, we find his wife, David, was going to bless his house. And is supposed to be the priest of his house. Come on, Holy Ghost. He was a man of God, even though he was a king. The men should be the king of their house and go bless their wife. Pray a blessing over your wife. Yes, I thought of Asiya. That's the way God designed it. When he made man, he gave man authority over the woman. My God, I give you glory. For ones that's not married, God is your husband. He blessed. he went to bless his wife, Michael. Come on. But she despised him when he went to the house. Oh, my God, I give you glory. She missed her blessing. Come to find out, praise God. She brought a curse upon her own self. Because if you look at it, Michael was supposed to have children in life, but because she did that to David, my God, I give you glory. She was restricted from having children. See, another child, we got to be careful of what we do to certain people. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. My God, I give you glory. See, whatever you're thinking, don't do it, my God, because you don't know the realm of the spirit or where that person is at in the walk with God. My God, I give you glory. We've got to be careful when we talk about somebody. We got to be careful when we do things to somebody. David was on his way to bless his wife, but she turned on him. What you doing dancing like that? You ain't got to do all that. You know how they do. You ain't got to dance like that. You ain't got to act like that. You ain't got to run around church like that. But what if the God came upon you? What are you going to do? Because when the Spirit of God come on, you don't know what you're going to do. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I've been rolled across the floor. Stuck is all tore up because the Spirit of God come on you. You can't do nothing with God. Hallelujah. But let God bless you. Oh, Holy Ghost. I'm going up. Oh, say, kind of about Sunday. Oh, come on, somebody, and give God some glory. Are y'all getting what God is telling y'all today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to bless his people. And the thing about it is, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God wants to do more for his people. But in this season, I hear the Spirit of God said, I want you to give your whole self to me. Give me you. Die to yourself already. Let me be God in your life. Give me the praises when it's time. No matter who around you, praise God. Hallelujah. That don't want you to praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because while you are yet praising God, hallelujah, the blessings are coming down. Somebody say the blessings are coming down. The blessings are coming down when you praise God. In his presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Come on, let's get our praise on. And guess what, y'all? You will win in this season. While God's talking to us about giving him the praise, I didn't say that you got to dance stuff out of your clothes, but God wants you at least to raise your hands. Just give him glory. Tell him thank you. Stop complaining. God loves you. God want to bless you. God wants to start more glory on you. My God, I give you glory. It is your winning season, people of God.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will I know your thorn.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Everything attached to you wins. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for the sake of time. Amen. Glory to his name. Everything attached to you win. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I will win. Amen. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. God say, stop crying and worship me. Praise God. It is your winning season. Somebody say, it's my winning season. Praise, your worship is going to break generational curses. Your praise and your worship is going to break off demonic spirit. Your praise and your worship is going to pull your blessings down. Hallelujah, because God will say, my child, in spite of what they're going through, they're going to give me the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. As a Christian, what matters? It is what God thinks or what not. We can't worry about what other people think of your life. An interesting thing about the time of David was that if the king determined an outcome, it was generally accepted by the population of people around him. For instance, from the time of Caesar Augustus, it was accepted that by his subject that the Roman Empire were divine. Incidentally, this caused a bit of grief for Christians who would not worship Caesar. See, Caesar wanted you to worship him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But God wants you, Caesar, we call the enemy. See, people want you to worship them, but God wants you to worship him. We don't, Caesar, amen. That's why they say give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and God, give God what belongs to him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to be careful, amen, what we give to the enemy. Come on. Michael would have been extremely brave or extremely just the way she was, a woman to confront the king in the way she did. She lost respect for him. But with upbringing, her upbringing, her own view, she saw David because his dancing was vulgar to her. No man's supposed to praise God like that. You don't praise God. But he was praising God because the glory of the Lord was coming into the city of David. Hallelujah. That's like the glory of God coming into your home. My God. That's like God, the glory of God coming into your children, your finances, your ministry. Oh, you want to give him the praise? Hallelujah, Jesus. Because everything is not going to stay the same in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. My finance is not going to always look like that. My ministry is not going to always look that. Oh, come on, somebody. My marriage is not going to always look like that. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Your sickness in your body will not always look like that. You got to give God an advanced praise. Somebody say, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. It's advanced praise. In society today, we meet others who are opposed to our worship. People who may think of the honor and the reverence we have for God is foolishness. Like Michael, they have their reasons. People have their own journey to go through with God. You have your own journey to go through with God. You don't know what God brought me through. That's why I praise him the way I praise him. See, we got to get to the point where we get bold in God. We start praying for boldness. My God, I give you glory. You don't know what God brought me through. You don't know how I get there. Praise God. You didn't know I was hungry. You didn't know. Glory to God. See, we got to get to the point where we think back over our lives and where we was at. You didn't know I couldn't pay my bills. Come on, somebody. You didn't know my marriage was jacked up. You didn't know, praise God, that my children went astray. You didn't know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. You didn't know I was sick in my body. You don't know my journey. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to the church today. People had their own journey to go through with God.
each and every one of us has our own individual journey with God. Even those who deny God's existence are in a journey with God. Philippians 1:18. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. See, them unsaved folks that we hang around, it's foolishness. They were not there. That's why we can't cast our pearls before swines, because they don't understand the walk with God. They don't understand your journey. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Let me just give you an example. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. For years, I would catch the bus to go and do ministry. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is telling me to tell this. Amen. Praise God. For years, I would come from Dover, Delaware. No car. God said, go to Philadelphia and do ministry. I would catch the bus, the train, another bus, sit there for hours, wait for the church to come. Praise God. It was to a point one day, praise God, I called my aunt, praise God, Pastor Willard May Burgess. I'll never forget. I was sitting on the sidewalk. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. I was in tears because God kept sending me from Delaware, amen, praise God, to Philadelphia. And when I got there, sometimes they would get into the service. Sometimes they wouldn't even show up. But God kept telling me to go anyway, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. She said, told me one day, she said, listen, baby. This is how she talked to me, like she's my mother. She said, listen, baby, it's going to be a time that you're going to understand why you had to do what you do. Wipe your eyes, get yourself together, and go do God's work. And I never forget that day. From that day forward, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. See, what I'm telling you today, praise God, everybody don't understand your journey. Hallelujah. If you can minister to one person, save that one person, save that one soul. God is, God is glad that you did it. He will stand up for you. He will fight for you. He will breathe on you. He will teach you. He will get you to where you got to go. But one day, God says, now, I want you to go get a car. Oh, y'all don't talk to me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody don't know my walk with the Lord. When I got the car, hallelujah, and everybody seen, God gave me a brand new spanking car to come from Delaware, to come to, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, to Philadelphia. People stopped paying their tithe. They stopped paying their tithe. They stopped giving offers, thinking that it was them that was going to bless me. But God says, I see their heart, and I'm going to bless you anyway. God sees another time people will not praise God with you. Hallelujah. How can you get mad? Hallelujah. For 6 years, this woman of God got on the bus. Hey, Katarabashaya came to minister to you, and you get mad. You won't even celebrate. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, somebody know my journey. Somebody say, Hallelujah, your journey, they never going to understand, people of God. But I'd rather give God all I got. That's why I praise him the way I praise him. That's why I pray God of Messiah. That's why I worship him the way I worship him. Because nobody knows your story. Nobody knows your story. I'm talking to you now. Nobody knows how you got where you at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I thank God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I will dance like David danced. Come on, somebody. So here, hallelujah, we thank God today for his power, for his presence. We thank God today for what he's doing in your life. We thank God today. Get out of the place of allowing people to dictate your walk with God. They don't know your journey. They don't know why you praise him. The shame of it is, the ones that deny God, the shame of it is that
denying him, those who do also deny his grace. What I'm telling you, his mercy, the change the Holy Spirit can bring, and the abundant life they could be living in right now. Was David wrong for to dance, to celebrate before the Lord? Do we dance before the Lord? This was king. This was a king who had seen the power of God in his life. Let me say that one more time. This was a king who had seen the power of God in his life. Dancing, feeling the joy of the Lord in our lives is an important thing. What matters is not the burdens we feel here and now, but the knowledge that we are, like David, chosen. We're chosen. That we are part of a royal priesthood. Somebody say, I'm part of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. That we too can celebrate before him. While David allowed his own public humiliation for the sake of God, for God's kingdom, so that God was honored above him. Michael missed out on a blessing because of her attitude of disgust at the worship of David. Not having children in the days was seen as a curse from God. Are there times when God and others in their worship or they're living before the Lord? Do we possibly deny ourselves of the blessing they are living in? The author Samuel states that when David returned home to bless his household, he was met by Michael, who spat and basically called him, "You dummy," at him. I'm just paraphrasing because she was mad. It appears to me that she missed out on a blessing because of her response to her husband. Do we do that? I think of sometimes when we have missed out on blessings that I have seen others receive around us, because I would not stand before the Lord, kneel before the Lord, raise my hands and worship to him because of my concerns of what others might think. Through fear of what I might experience. See, because when you really open up to God, he comes upon you. Jesus has set us free. Somebody say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free to worship. From the Old Testament in Nehemiah 8 and 10, it says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and drink and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is a holy day unto the Lord. Do not grieve, he said. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Are you feeling weak and heavy laden? Jesus has the answer for that. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's a great deal to celebrate about our relationship with God. Beyond the wonders of the creation we are part of, like David, we can celebrate his presence with God, dancing before him, meditating on his word, living in the presence of the Holy Spirit. As we celebrate before him, we will know his power and his blessings. Today, people of God, I'm not saying that you got to dance like David, because David had his own dance. But it's time to celebrate before the Lord. God want to do something supernatural for somebody today. God want to break some chains, amen, today. God want to break some restrictions off of your life today. God want to use you in a mighty way, but you got to loose yourself and let yourself go.
of God. God want to do something so extraordinary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's an extraordinary thing that God wants to do, people of God. Get ready to celebrate. Yes, I'm going to keep on saying it because I keep hearing the Spirit of God says, tell the people, tell them it is time to celebrate. Celebration. Celebration time. Celebrate him. For that husband not acting right, but now God has put a blessing upon him. Celebrate because that woman, that wife is not acting right. God want to put anointing on them. Come on, somebody. Celebrate for what you want to see, praise God. Celebrate him for your health being good. Celebrate him because you had no money in your pocket, but God put a supernatural deposit on your life. Come on, somebody. Celebrate him because your children, hallelujah, not that they all messed up, because you want to see them blessed. Celebrate God for their lives. My God, I give you glory. Celebrate him because your ministry is going to take off. Celebrate him for the new home that God is going to bless you with. Stop praying about it and celebrate him for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and celebrate him. Amen, and Messiah, for that car acting up, praise God, or you don't have one, praise God, but you're waiting on God. Celebrate him for the great things that he's doing. But most of all, celebrate him because he is God, and he's God all by himself. He owns everything. Power belongs to him. Riches belongs to him. The bank belongs to him. The houses belong to him. The people belongs to him. Oh, come on, somebody. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth and everything that's in, that's in between. It's time to celebrate, people. Stop crying over spilled milk. Hallelujah. See the glass being full now. See God making a way for you. See God in your Red Sea experience. The enemy that you seen on yesterday, today, you will see no more. Celebrate, people of God. It is time. God say time to celebrate. This year is not over yet. We are like in the middle, and God is not done yet. Time to celebrate the Lord. Give God the glory, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy on today. We thank God for his word on today. I pray that God spoke to somebody on this line today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you got to walk around your houses, lift your hands up. Just celebrate the Lord and watch God move. Jesus has made us free. No more chains holding me. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't forget, praise God, people of God. Tomorrow night, amen, your fix at 6 will be on with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil on Monday night, praise God. Bishop Thurman Butler on Tuesday night, Undisputed Truth Ministry, amen. Lady T weekly workout on Wednesday, praise God. And Friday, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. It will be Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil or myself will be on. And y'all know on Sundays, amen, praise God, I will be on unless I have a special guest. Just not let you know, praise God, I have celebrated 11 years on last week. I didn't say nothing. Last week, I celebrated 11 years of past. I've been a pastor for 11 years. Now, I've been saved longer than that, but 11 years I've been pastor. So my anniversary was on last Wednesday. Amen. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, I thank all the ones that has been sowing in. We're keeping moving. There's so many things that we need to do. So I thank all the ones, amen, that has been blessing our ministry. If you want to bless the ministry, you may do so. You can call me 302 888-973-9799. And our Cash App, I can give you that. We have many ways that you can give, praise God, to the ministry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shanda, to keep the kingdom of God moving. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Praise God on today. And don't forget, if you need prayer, just call me. I'm available to you today. 302-883-9799. And praise God, you can call me. I will pray with you. Believe God with you. And I believe, God, that God will answer our prayers. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Praise God. I just want to read something, and I'm going to pray out. Praise God. I declare some things over you. I declare prosperity, power, protection, and peace over your life today. I decree and declare the wind of God to come from the four corners of the world to bring life to every dead thing, hallelujah, that lays dormant in your life. My prayers for you today is that the Lord will give you the ability to see around the corner, not just in front of you. I pray that you will have wisdom to make decisions that are not just right under your present circumstances, but will also stand the test of time and position you to receive God's. May you receive the grace to discern and to anticipate the coming events and changing season of your life so that you will may prudently implement strategies, because we need strategies that help you maximize every moment in your life. I declare that you will not yield to pressure and wrong influence, but that you shall be strengthened in your inner man and press past every barrier to your breakthrough. I decree that your season of great grace, favor, and manifestation has indeed started. Oh, come on, somebody. This time you will win big. I prophesy, come on, that everything that is dead in your life that won't come forward, come forth speedily. Your ministry, your finances, increase on your job, your healing, your business, your mate. I command it to come forth in the name of Jesus. And I declare, amen, that your destiny, ha katoda bashanda, will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name, Father. I thank you for the word that you have given us on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory, Father God. I thank you for victory over all diseases, God, in the name of Jesus, affliction, infirmity, every hindrance and persecution, torment and lies. God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, that the enemy to send our way now or in the future, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you glory. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits and curses and hexes and vexes, enchantment, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, God, and the court of Ashanda and spells, God. We thank you, Jesus, for victorious. We are victorious through the power. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. From we are victorious, God, against all the wiles of the devil, Father God. Any principalities, God, every power, every ruler of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we claim victory and faith, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Through our salvation, Father God, through the shed blood of Jesus now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. I pray a blessing upon each and every one on this line. Open up your treasures for them, Father God. Open up your treasures for me, Father God. In the name of Jesus, my family, Lord God. The Burgess family, Lord God. The Waters family, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, the Moore family, Father God. The Holman family, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And every family is represented here, God. Don't forget about the McNeils, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that you have already done, the things that you have already set up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Let us give God a praise now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. That the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. We have a song. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. I love you all. God bless you.
This ain't no ordinary. Tell the story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his garment, I'ma give it all I have. Lonely. Come on, help me say, yo.
This ain't no ordinary
word. Oh, no, it ain't, no, it ain't, no, it ain't.
This ain't no ordinary
word. Yeah, the God of seven. This ain't no ordinary song.